Suddenly, much of the campaign has turned into a debate about debates. This all started when Republican gubernatorial nominee Rick Snyder's camp said negotiations had broken down and there would be no debates with Democrat Virge Bernero. Since then, it also appears that the GOP nominee for Secretary of State, Ruth Johnson, is also refusing to debate her Democratic opponent, Jocelyn Benson. There will be a debate of sorts between the major candidates for Attorney General, Democrat David Layton and Republican Bill Schuette. They are going to be jointly interviewed by veteran Lansing broadcaster Tim Skubik on September 24th. Additionally, the nonprofit, nonpartisan Center for Michigan is attempting to sponsor debates between legislative candidates, so far with mixed success. Candidates who are far ahead mostly want to try to avoid debates if possible. This is for the same reason that a football team that's narrowly ahead plays it safe at the end of the game. They don't want to make a mistake that could blow their lead. Mistakes like that have been made. The biggest example I can remember happened 16 years ago in a debate, also moderated by Tim Skubik, between the two candidates for Secretary of State. Richard Austin, the Democrat, was heavily favored over his little-known GOP challenger, Candace Miller. He'd been in office for 24 years and had been reelected easily every time. But there were whispers about his age, he was then 81, and the rumors were he was getting too old. During the debate, a single incident seemed to confirm those rumors. During a discussion about abortion, Austin proclaimed he was pro-life, something that startled the moderator since Austin had always been in favor of a woman's right to choose. After a while, he interrupted his opponent's answer to another question to reverse himself, saying something like, "I get confused sometimes." Candace Miller handled this brilliantly. Instead of jumping down his throat, she patted him on the arm and said something warm and consoling. With that, Democrats' worst fears were realized. There hasn't been a Democratic Secretary of State since. 4 years later, there was a campaign for governor like no other in Michigan history. Jeffrey Feiger, whose name was usually preceded by brash, loudmouthed, obnoxious, or flamboyant, won the Democratic nomination. Nobody should have been shocked. Party leaders, most notably Chairman Mark Brewer, backed Larry Owen, a nice but colorless attorney whose last electoral victory had been for a seat on the East Lansing City Council decades earlier. Feiger spent millions on TV ads and won the nomination. For years, he'd been spoiling for a fight with Republican John Engler, who was running for a third term. But Engler refused to debate him. There was, however, some sympathy for the governor's position, possibly because the Democrat was such a loose cannon and frequently called Engler barnyard names. To offer one mild example, he said that he would not accept that the governor was actually the father of his infant triplets unless they were revealed to have corkscrew tails. Not surprisingly, Feiger didn't win. "Can you believe I lost to that fat nincompoop?" he said afterwards. Well, we aren't likely to have anything happen that wacky this year, but you never know. After all, we've still got 7 weeks to go.